The European Council president said the U.S. decision to lift sanctions on Russian oil exports is very concerning as it impacts European security. This is part of what President Trump's doing to try to stop the spike in oil prices here at home. The Treasury Secretary says this means about $2 billion is going to Russia now. President Zelensky says it's more like $10 billion. Doesn't this benefit Vladimir Putin?
Well, this is the thing. The president has to balance all these different interests. I know that he is, with his team, with Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff and Marco Rubio, they're constantly working with the Ukrainians to put maximum pressure on the Russians to come to a deal. I know, I spoke
this
an hour and a half
pressure.
Last week with President Zelensky in London. He wants to get the deal done. And we have to make sure that we also take this to the Russians to make sure that they are willing to play ball. It is the president putting that pressure together with the Europeans. But again, he has to balance all these different interests. So I'm not going to comment on each element of what is happening here. But his effort to bring the war in Ukraine to a successful end is crucial. He was the only one who was able to break the deadlock with Putin when he made the first phone call in February last year. And he has consistently with his team done what is necessary to put that pressure, of course, on the Ukrainians. Yeah. And they want to play ball. They've showed this. They want to end the war, and now also with the Russians.
Well, we'll see if Vladimir Putin wants to play ball.